You're listening to KVCR News. I'm Alfredo Cruz. On Fridays, we speak with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR contributor Cassie McDuff about some of the big stories happening around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Alfredo.
Let's kick it off with the Supreme Court. The California Supreme Court has just rejected San Bernardino County's lawsuit to overturn the governor's stay-at-home order due to the coronavirus.
Yeah, well, the court did not give its reasons for denying the county's lawsuit, but the state attorney general had argued that under the California Emergency Services Act, the governor has complete authority to enforce orders and regulations that he believes are necessary for the safety of Californians. So the ruling comes despite support for the lawsuit from three cities that came up recently, Chino Hills, Yucaipa, and Rancho Cucamonga. They had all filed friend of the court briefs in recent weeks, arguing that business closures and the ban on outdoor dining in particular were hurting local proprietors' livelihoods and that they weren't slowing the spread of the disease anyway. So the state said that the county's push to overturn the governor's order didn't make sense at the time. This is the attorney general's argument, because COVID-19 is surging. As we all know, the hospitals are overflowing. And in fact, the county and Yucaipa have coronavirus rates far above the state average. So, and Chino Hills is just at about the average rate. So didn't really make sense for San Bernardino County to be exempted. The county just didn't want to be lumped in with other Southern California counties in the governor's tier structure. But its rate is just as bad or worse.
Yeah, it's a big issue here in our region, considering the rates.
Yeah, there's been a lot of pushback on the governor's stay-at-home orders.
I was wondering, is San Bernardino County the only ones who objected to this?
It's the only lawsuit I've heard of. And, you know, I was listening to the California report this morning, and they did not mention even this decision. So I don't think other counties have challenged it the way San Bernardino County has.
Okay. Well, let's move on with another legal item. A judge declined to throw out a defamation lawsuit against a San Bernardino City Council member. So what happened with this one?
Well, I think we've talked about this before. Councilwoman Sandra Ibarra wanted a judge to throw out this lawsuit that was filed against her by the former city manager, who alleged that Ibarra violated the terms of the former city manager's settlement agreement with the city when she left the city employment, I think it was 2 years ago now. So the former city manager, Andrea Miller, and the city had agreed in this settlement that the only thing that either party would say about the separation was that the city had decided to go in another direction. But Ibarra posted on her personal Facebook page to the effect that she stood behind her vote letting Miller go, quote, as with others who aren't performing and aren't letting the city move forward, among other things. So Miller's lawsuit says that Ibarra's comments harmed her reputation and her career. So the judge's decision means that the case can now proceed to trial, and a date is expected to be set in April. That will be almost two full years after Miller was dismissed on May 29th, 2019.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of defamation going on at many different levels. I mean, it seems like people say very negative things about each other at many different levels. So this is something we'll keep an eye on.
Yeah, that's certainly true with social media. We'll see what the courts say about whether this is actual defamation.
Okay, let's move to Riverside. After a committee came out in favor of it, the Riverside City Council is considering whether to help the Cheech Marin Art Museum. So what's up with this one?
Well, most of the cost of the museum is being paid for with a $10.7 million state grant, and almost $4 million in private fundraising has come through. But this committee of city council members had said last week that the city should pay much of the operating costs of more than $1 million a year. Some people are concerned that the city's finances are just too strapped right now to take this on. But a lot of people have been very excited that the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture is coming to Riverside. They say this is really going to put the city on the map. And it's hard to get a commitment for this type of artwork to be donated without a long-term commitment on the city's part. So Cheech Marin, who's half of the comedy duo Cheech and Chong, has donated 11 pieces of his famous collection of Chicano art already, with hundreds more pieces to follow as the museum gets established.
Wow. Hundreds more of his own collection, from his own collection?
Yeah, he's just eager to have it seen by the public, which is very exciting.
Yeah, he's been a longtime advocate for arts and culture, not just as a performer, but as a philanthropist as well. Okay, well, I know that the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture has been in the planning now for a couple of years, and I wonder how the coronavirus has impacted the timeline. I guess we will know more about that after the next city council meeting.
Yeah, they're going to be meeting next Tuesday, the full council, to vote on whether the city chips in toward the operating costs.
Okay, let's wrap it up with this one. The public forum on the future of San Bernardino's Carousel Mall that we told you about last week has been canceled. Why?
Right. The Inland Empire Chamber of Commerce had invited the public to this virtual forum where the potential developer was going to discuss his ideas for how to convert the old mall, a 43-acre site downtown San Bernardino. But the developer decided this is just too close to when they actually make their presentation to the city council in a couple of weeks on January 27th, and they just didn't want to. I think they didn't want to tip their hand or have any sort of public controversy stirred up before that meeting.
Hmm. Well, I hope it gets worked out because that's a great location, and it would certainly add to a fiscal or economic recovery of the city.
Yeah, we'll certainly be following up on this after the council meeting.
Okay, Cassie, thanks again. It's always great to hear from you, and thank you for being part of our team.
Thank you, Alfredo.
Longtime journalist Cassie McDuff helps us out regularly on our Friday morning news wrap, and these reports are posted at kvcrnews.org. The report is made possible with the support of the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers. I'm Alfredo Cruz, KVCR News.